In his address to the diplomats, Pope Benedict also appealed for an end to acts of violence against Christians in Pakistan and in Egypt. The Pope mentioned in particular the killing of several Copts in an attack on their church during the celebrations for the Orthodox Christmas in Egypt. Father Gabriel Quique is in charge of relations with the Oriental Orthodox Churches at the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity. I talked to him about the motives behind this attack and the difficulties facing the Coptic community.
Well, it's difficult to say. They were speaking about a kind of revenge because last November, a Muslim woman had been attacked, but perhaps they are looking for some pretexts, but at any case, we see that in some areas there is a kind of radicalization of some groups in Muslim population, and we see the same also in Syria. So we have to be careful, and what we do not know in the West, that is that it is not easy for Christian minorities to live and to express and to live as Christian in a Muslim majority.
You say this is a pretext, perhaps, for the flaring of violence. Yeah. Are these issues about land, about water, or are they really about religious issues? Yeah.
Well, the Coptic Church in Egypt, the Coptic Orthodox Church, is a very strong church, but that does not mean that they do not have problems. For example, when they want to restore a church, it is not easy. They have to receive the permission of a secretary of the president, I think. I only give an example. So also for they want to ask to have the same rules, the same rights as a Muslim population, because they, as they say, we are also Egyptians, and we belong to the ancient culture. They were there before Muslim population came into Egypt.
There has been a lot of interest, a lot of coverage in the media of this latest violence. What is the best way to support these Christians, to try and help them, as you say, enjoy their rights?
First of all, with our prayer and with our solidarity, but also we have to try to say that this, what happened there, that is that there is no justice in such a way, and the only possibility to support the Christians that is that we have to ask justice in that situation. So there must be some moral and also some political influence. At the same time, we see that there is also a lot of immigration because of different reasons. One of the reasons is the lack of security, but also the lack of work and economical perspective. So if we can reinforce the presence of Christians in the Middle East to work for peace and justice, and also to help them to reinforce the perspective on economical future, so that could be a step forwards. But there must also be freedom of life, of Christian life, freedom of conscience, freedom of personal opinion. And this is not always evident in this situation.
We've heard Pope Benedict making a very strong appeal for Christians in the Middle East in his words to the diplomats in the Vatican. Do you think this kind of appeal can do anything to improve their situation?
I hope so, because the Pope is called Pontifex Maximus, so the personality who can build bridges, and so also diplomats have the responsibility to build bridges. And so I think that His Holiness Pope Benedict used a very good medium of people who have a very important responsibility of building bridges. So they have to inform the different governments what His Holiness had proposed to do. And I hope there will be some moral influence.
Thanks to Father Gabriel Quicker, in charge of relations with the Oriental Orthodox Churches for the Pontifical Council for Christian Unity.